USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the jury continues to hear closing arguments in the case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, Judge Peter Cahill tells the jury the duties of them and himself.
It is your duty to decide the questions of fact in this case. It is my duty to give you the rules of law that you must apply in arriving at your verdict.
Chauvin is accused of killing George Floyd last year by holding him down for just over 9 minutes until he stopped breathing. The defense contends that Floyd died due to a drug overdose. Toxicology reports do show that Floyd had a lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. President Biden meeting with a group of bipartisan lawmakers at the Oval Office on Monday to discuss his jobs and infrastructure package. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
All Americans age 16 and older are now eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Oregon are among a handful of states meeting President Biden's deadline to make vaccines available to all adults by today. Meantime, public health officials are concerned about vaccine availability while distribution of the Johnson & Johnson shot is paused. As far as when we can expect that pause to end, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC News,
I would think that we're not going to go beyond Friday in the extension of this pause. There will very likely be a decision.
A suspect in a deadly triple murder in Austin, Texas, is in custody. Austin police and the Travis County Sheriff's Office saying Stephen Broderick was captured while walking along the road near Manor, just northeast of Texas's capital city. Broderick was formerly a detective with the Travis County Sheriff's Office. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a warning concerning a popular treadmill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
The warning was issued to owners of the Peloton Tread Plus that has a price tag of $4,300 after 39 incidents, one of which resulted in death. Joseph Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Any consumer using the Peloton Tread Plus who has or could have a pet, a child, or an object around this device, this warning is for you. You should not be using this treadmill because it has the capability in almost 40 cases of sucking the child or the object or the pet underneath, and we've had serious injuries, entrapment, they've been pinned, they've had abrasions, they've had multiple fractures, and of course, sadly, a fatality.
Today marks the 26th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed at least 168 people and injured more than 600 others. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke at a remembrance ceremony at the Oklahoma City National Memorial.
To commemorate the strength of the community that came together in the face of such great loss, and to celebrate the resilience that makes Oklahoma City a model for communities everywhere.
Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols were convicted of the attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.